changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I've got more wisdom for improving your life. And it's courtesy of the dog. I think we all can learn a thing or two from our dogs because they show us how to live in the moment, forgive instantly, and wake up to every new day expecting that good things will happen. After all, who else gets so excited about every single meal? Our dogs know how to live. And one of the things they can reteach us is how to play. Gwen Cooper learned this from her bloodhound, Hunter, as she relates in a story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Dogs. Not long after she and her husband rescued 1.5-year-old Hunter, they discovered his aptitude for tracking. His favorite game became hide and seek. He would sit and stay obediently while they hid an object for him to find and bring back. They started out with his stuffed animals, and they made the hiding places more and more challenging for him, hiding the toys in different rooms, in drawers or closed cabinets, and then in the backyard or their garage. They were amazed at how easily he found the toy each time, and he loved doing it, dropping toys at their feet when he wanted them to play hide and seek with him. They always told him to stay when they were doing the hiding, and he would wait as long as it took for them to let him go and seek the toy. Poor Hunter, though. One day, Gwen told him to stay when she was doing the laundry, and she forgot, and she didn't hide the toy for him. And when she went back upstairs from the laundry, half an hour later, he was still obediently in his stay position, waiting patiently for her to release him to play hide and seek. Hunter got better and better at hide and seek. He could even ferret out the exact right toy when they hid one in the middle of a bunch of other similar ones in the toy box. He was the prototypical bloodhound with an incredibly sensitive nose. And then Hunter turned the tables on them. When they were outside doing some yard work, Hunter brought a ball over to show them and then ran away with it and came back without it. He demonstrated this a few times until they got it. They were supposed to go and seek out the ball. He had reversed hide and seek, and now he was the one who was doing the hiding, and they were supposed to do the seeking. So who knew that a dog could do that? Hunter was thrilled when they finally figured it out, dancing around gleefully when Gwen found the ball and brought it back to him. And Hunter went on to train her husband. Gwen says to this day, Hunter loves to search for things, but being the full family member that he is, he makes sure that we humans share in the fun. And he has only improved with time. Hunter has quite large jowls, and sometimes we cannot quite see what he has before he runs off to hide an item for us to find. It becomes the mystery of the day when our silly pup returns from his secret hiding mission, and we have no clue what he has hidden. We have ended up with many temporarily misplaced work gloves, tape measures, and even nuts and bolts. So Gwen's dog, Hunter, was surprisingly smart, reversing hide-and-seek so that his humans could play too. And Michelle Turk tells us about another dog who taught his humans to play. In the Turk family's case, their new dog, a golden retriever puppy, was not only a playmate who taught them how to have fun, but also a natural therapy dog. They got the dog after Michelle's 11-year-old son was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome and was going through a very rough time. Their guinea pig also died at that time. And so Michelle went ahead and got the family the dog she had always promised they would get one day. Now, Michelle hadn't been raised with dogs and she really didn't want one, but she found she fell in love with that puppy instantly. She says, "Bailey brought added chaos to our home, but also unconditional love. Having a puppy also gave Michael a job, helping to walk the dog, and it got him out of the house a bit. She was not a complete panacea, but she was a distraction." So now Michael had a best friend, which was a good thing because he had already missed 3 months of school, and he was going to miss more while they got his medication sorted out. That puppy made him happy again. And by the time he returned to school, he was in much better shape as a result of having Bailey by his side during all that time at home. 9 years later, Michael and his sister Katie refer to Bailey as their sister, and Michelle's husband calls her his therapy dog. In reality, says Michelle, she's the whole family's therapy dog. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please share it with your family and friends and show them how to get the podcast on their phones or other devices. Not everyone knows how easy it is to get podcasts, and it's a fun way for everyone to get their Chicken Soup for the Soul on the go. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, the magic of dogs, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Kroger, Meijer, BJ's, and Amazon.